This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for flight training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who is an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Rossio reports the next hearing is scheduled for Monday.
When the House Judiciary Committee convenes for the next impeachment hearing Monday, the White House will not be present. White House counsel Pat Cipollone has sent a letter to Chairman Gerald Nadler that reads in part, "As the president has recently stated, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate." On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she's instructed the committee chairman leading the impeachment inquiry to move forward with drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. The hearing scheduled Monday will focus on an impeachment report released this week by the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on the impeachment hearings or any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say gunmen in cars opened fire Friday in Baghdad, leaving at least 15 people dead and 60 wounded. At least two of the dead were policemen. The attack came as anti-government demonstrators occupied parts of key bridges in a standoff with security forces. The United States imposed sanctions Friday on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in violently suppressing protests that have shaken Iran. The militia leaders are accused of ordering their forces to fire on civilians protesting government corruption and high unemployment. Since the protests began in October, around 400 protesters have been reported killed by security forces. Protests over changes to France's pension system continued Friday and are grinding parts of the country's economy to a halt. As Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reports, the protest's outcome may depend on how long they can hold public support.
Bus drivers, doctors, teachers, police, and more. Union leaders are saying that the protests that are grinding much of France to a halt over changes to the country's pension system will continue until the government backs down. It's one of the biggest movements in decades. Friday morning rush hour was particularly brutal in the capital. Striking subway staff caused over half of Paris's lines to shut down. Commuters tried to use their cars instead to met with over 200 miles of traffic jams. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg said on Friday, the voices of climate strikers are being heard, but politicians are still not taking action. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The 16-year-old, who sparked a global youth-led protest movement, told a panel in Madrid on Friday she hoped the two-week annual round of climate negotiations would help world leaders grasp the urgency of the climate crisis.
That the world leaders, the people in power, grasp the urgency of the climate crisis, because right now it doesn't seem like they are.
By the end of the summit next week, negotiators hope to resolve remaining disagreements on how to implement an accord struck in Paris in 2015 to limit a rise in global temperatures to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Indian police shot dead four men on Friday who were suspected of raping and killing a 27-year-old veterinarian. The action was applauded by her family and many citizens outraged over sexual violence against women. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.